Welcome to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Every week, Federal News Radio interviews CIOs of federal agencies about the latest directives, IT challenges, and successes. Ask the CIO with your host, Jason Miller.
I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Steve Cooper, the Chief Information Officer of FAA's Air Traffic Organization. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Jason, it's my pleasure, and it's fun to catch up and talk with you again.
I know it's been quite a while since you were over at DHS, and you moved over to the private sector, and now you're back, which is actually leads a perfect segue to my first question. Tell us why you came back, when you came back, you know, why the FAA. Give us a little bit of insight in terms of your return to the government.
There are three criteria that I actually use, believe it or not, in making a personal decision to join an organization, be it a commercial organization, government, or in my case, not-for-profit type of organization. The first is that I want the organization ideally to have a global impact. Federal Aviation Administration, without a doubt, runs the safest and most effective national air system in the world. So criteria number one was met. Criteria number two, I'd like the role that I then am being asked to take to have an ability to be part of that global impact. And in this case, the air traffic organization is the actual operational component inside the FAA that runs the national air system. And therefore, the role that I am stepping into or that I've had the privilege to step into is involved in and does have a way to be part of the men and women of the national air system. And then the third is, I'm attracted by some type of major challenge or major change. I'm not the guy that you want to kind of run things that are smoothly operating. I'll run around and find something to try or push some button that's marked clearly, do not push this button. That's not where you want me. But where you do want me, and a lot of what I've done in my career, is major challenge, major change. Our next generation national air system, which will transform everything we do inside the air traffic organization over the next 20 to 25 years, is such a challenge and such a change. And the fact that the FAA knows what it's doing in terms of the operational environment that it runs today, again, safest, most effective national air system, is highly attractive to me, and was in my decision to join the FAA, the Air Traffic Organization.
And you certainly don't stay away from the hard projects here. I mean, DHS, as we know, has been one of the hardest things to get up and going and really get the IT going. Now you're jumping into this. Did you come to the FAA? Did they come to you? And when did you start, roughly?
I started September 1st of last year, 2009. And the FAA, through some mutual friends and through a recruiting process, contacted me. And the fun part of it is that when I first was contacted, I listened a little bit and said, you know, I'm doing a couple things right now in the private sector that I'm enjoying. I'm having a lot of fun. It's some neat challenges for me. And I actually gently and politely turned them down. They came back a few months later, last summer, and approached me again. I listened a little bit more. I came out and actually talked with some of the executives in the air traffic organization. And with a better understanding of what they were trying to accomplish and what they wanted the IT organization of the air traffic organization to be part of, obviously the outcome was they said all the right things that certainly attracted me, and I accepted the opportunity to become part of the organization.
Now let's talk about that organization. We've all heard of the FAA, obviously, but the Air Traffic Organization, you kind of went through that a little bit in going through your criteria of what attracts you to a job. Talk about what the mission of the Air Traffic Organization is.
The primary mission of the Air Traffic Organization is basically to make sure that aircraft, air traffic, think of it that way, move through the airspace, move through the clouds, playfully, safely and efficiently. And the FAA thinks of itself as the overall organization with responsibility for air traffic safety, oversight, everything related to air traffic as a mode of transportation inside the Department of Transportation. But it's the air traffic organization specifically that is the operational component or the operational line of business that runs air traffic ensures the safety, effectiveness, and efficiency of the air traffic operations, and includes, as I said, the roughly 34,000 air traffic controllers, technicians, engineers, and support personnel whose daily efforts keep those airplanes moving safely and effectively. There are four business units that make up the air traffic organization: our operations unit, which is clearly the largest, a strategy and performance unit, which is looking out at the future as well as ensuring the effective and efficient processes that all of us that are part of the air traffic organization use to get our jobs done on a daily basis. The third business unit is our next gen and operations planning unit. And those are the men and women who are focused on our next generation national air system. And then the last business unit, not last in the sense of, least important, but just fourth in my description, is the finance organization. And the IT organization that I have responsibility for is actually part of that finance component.
Which is, actually, again, you make my job really easy, and I appreciate it, because my next question is, how do you as a CIO support that mission?
Let's start with the operational side first, because it's a little bit easier. And it's where most of the focus of the IT organization has been over the past 5-6 years. The 5 or 6 year time frame, Jason, is driven by the fact that the air traffic organization as it exists organizationally today was actually created and implemented about 5 or 6 years ago. So that the IT organization at that time was given the task of consolidating and developing an organizationally excellent infrastructure environment. That's been the primary area of focus for the IT organization over the last 5 to 6 years. And that includes all of the stuff that those of us in the IT environment and many, many of your listeners would clearly put into infrastructure. So it's network type of stuff, it's server environments, data centers, desktop, service center, help desk, all of that types of activity up to, but not including in my description of infrastructure, application development, solution development, that then becomes specific to the lines of business of the air traffic organization. The neat thing is, and one of the real luxuries for me coming in, the folks that have been tasked and have done that work have done a phenomenal job. They took at the time several different organizations, and kind of to me, you could think of it conceptually a little bit like the formation of the Department of Homeland Security, but just on a smaller scale in terms of people and maybe somewhat complexity and number of organizations that were being consolidated. But there were about 5 or 6 different IT organizations at the time that all ran their own infrastructure. Now we have a very successful and operationally excellent one infrastructure environment that underlies and supports predominantly all of the operations of the air traffic organization except for those that directly support the national air system.
I think that's a great explanation, because I think a lot of people hear of FAA and they think of next generation air traffic control system, and they think of, you know, that this big monstrous system that's being developed in pieces. But in fact, there's a whole kind of supporting infrastructure. And I think that's where you guys sit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about your priorities over the next 6 or 9 months. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Steve Cooper, the CIO of the FAA's Air Traffic Organization.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Steve Cooper, the CIO of the Air Traffic Organization in the Federal Aviation Administration. Now, Steve, before break, we talked a lot about the Air Traffic Organization's mission and how you as the CIO support that mission. Obviously, you probably have several priorities that you want to work on over the next 6 or 9 months. Give us some insight in terms of what you're going to focus on.
So here are the first 5 areas of focus for us. Over the next, I would say, 12 to 15 months, the first one is we are going to implement information technology portfolio management. We've been doing a little bit of that here and there in bits and pieces over the past few years, but we've not approached it kind of as a formal, understood, and implemented process. So we are going to focus both on our application inventory, all of the existing production applications that we already have in place and are operating on a supporting operating on a daily basis. And we're going to include our program and project initiatives that are approved and funded in progress, Air Traffic Organization non-NAS initiatives. That probably together represents somewhere in the area of 400 to 500 major applications that we already have in production. That's where our initial emphasis will be. We clearly want to stand up some type of repository. Think of it as a tool. We'll use a commercially available tool that a lot of government agencies have implemented to help manage their portfolios. And then we'll also incorporate, most likely starting out, about our top 20 to 25 in-progress programs or projects, depending upon how they're labeled internally, and that's related to the amount of funding and level of effort involved. Area focus number 2 is what we call optimizing the organization. Now, as I mentioned, we're not fighting fires every day. We're running a very, very solid organization, as highlighted and validated by a very recent Gartner study that we've completed, a benchmark study, and we benchmark very, very well against both public sector and private sector benchmarks in terms of our infrastructure delivery and our application delivery processes, mechanisms, services, and products. However, precisely because we've got a very stable foundation to build from, there are a couple things that we want to do to continue to grow and mature the organization. So this is raising the bar. This is moving the current IT organization from a very, very solid infrastructure-focused organization up the value chain of IT organizations. By that I mean we're going to place additional emphasis on becoming a trusted advisor and business partner of our lines of business inside the air traffic organization. That's a journey. That's not going to happen overnight. In order to arrive at the destination that we want to be a trusted and valued business partner and advisor, we're standing up a customer-facing unit to bring more focus and more capability in understanding our customers' business requirements and effectively providing them with what a lot of us would think of as an account manager or a customer service representative or a customer service advocate who can be their single point of contact into the IT organization. And I'm really talking in terms of solution and information delivery, projects, applications, not so much infrastructure and desktop type of activity. We're also introducing a new risk management focused unit. And that will build from, again, a very solid small team of information security specialists. We're going to expand to include risk management and introduce across the ATO IT organization the positive impact that understanding risk management and the risk that anything we do in IT introduces into the business environment, that will include, for example, disaster recovery, business continuity, COOP type of activities, as well as information security, certification and accreditation, information assurance, cybersecurity, prevention, detection, remediation. All of that will become part of this new broader group that we're calling risk management and information security. We're also introducing a business group focused on the business of IT. And by the business of IT, we mean the same type of back office functions that any organization has to do and do well. For example, our finances, our talent development and HR processes, our acquisition and procurement strategy. We're going to centralize that type of activity jointly with the staff offices and specialists inside the air traffic organization, meaning our true finance unit, HR unit, acquisition and procurement unit. And in partnership with them, we'll simply bring more expertise, specialists, out of those areas to work with folks inside our organization on the business of IT. We'll make it visible and we'll improve, continuously improve our processes. Then we're also realigning our service delivery organizations, our customer service delivery organization, a new information delivery organization, our solution delivery organization, and our infrastructure delivery organization into a plan, build, run concept of operations. So that, think of it this way. You have to kind of plan whatever you're going to do in concert with the requirements of your internal customers, the FAA business plan, strategy, goals, and objectives set by our administrator.
Let me jump in real quick because that's a lot going on. So let me bring you back a little bit. Now, you talk about IT and portfolio management. There's a big memo that OMB put out in the last month or so around IT project management. Is this following those ideas behind where you're going to understand what your projects are, stop the ones that don't work, continue the ones that do work, fix the ones if they're having problems? Or is this more of, let me see what we have and where what buckets they fit in?
No, it's the former. We are absolutely trying to align our activities, and some which we do well, some we want to develop some additional strength and capability, and we will look to some help from external partners in industry to do us, but is absolutely the former. I want to be able to go to Hank Krakowski and the executive team of the air traffic organization with data, value-added data that indicate, here are applications that we are running today, and it doesn't make sense to continue to run these. There are two or three people left who are using this. We're sinking X amount of money into the support, maintenance, and operations of this thing. Doesn't look like there's high value coming back. I want to be able to go and talk to those same folks and explain, hey, look, we only have two or three, I'm using this as a representative example, we only have two or three applications that support this major strategic objective. Is that okay? Or should we make a larger investment into that particular strategic goal or objective? Likewise, I definitely want to go to the executive committee and say, hey, guys, we're spending about 70 cents of every dollar invested in ATO IT on maintenance and sustaining stuff we already have in production. About 30 cents goes into new capability and innovation. Is that ratio okay? Well, today, I don't have the data to actually address what we're talking about, and related to the question you asked in terms of portfolio management, I don't have that data. Our focus on portfolio management will give us that data to then engage that dialogue with our executive team.
Very interesting. I think a lot of agencies are going down that path too. Let's take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about the risk management office. I think that's fascinating, another growing trend in government. You are listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Steve Cooper, the CIO of FAA's Air Traffic Organization.
Data is exploding in growth, usage, and retention. Count on it, and count on Vion to manage your organization through that change. Vion's file service solutions allow you to manage all platforms with an integrated management approach. This enables you to consolidate, protect, search, and archive unstructured data. With powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion will help you regain control of your IT environment. To learn more about Vion's file services, visit Vion.com. That's Vion.com. When it comes to your company's disaster recovery, business continuity, and virtualization plans, ask the experts. Vion Corporation. With a 29-year track record in assured computing, Vion puts customer needs first as a hardware and systems integrator. With a team of dedicated engineers and powerful technology partners like Hitachi Data Systems, Vion's customers know their data is protected, secure, and recoverable. Visit Vion.com to learn more about high-performance network-attached storage and content archiving. That's Vion.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today is Steve Cooper, the Chief Information Officer of the FAA's Air Traffic Organization. Now, Steve, before break, we're going through a lot of your priorities, and your plate is full. Now I know why you came back to the government, because the challenges are huge. One of the things you mentioned was a new risk management unit that's going to focus both on risk management and cybersecurity. Talk a little bit about how that organization is going to work.
When I came on board, one of the things that kind of became apparent as I met with all of the customer community that we have, as well as the folks in my own organization, and understandably, safety is the key and most important thing on the minds of everybody in the FAA and the Air Traffic Organization. As a result, an observation that I had is that the Air Traffic Organization and the FAA have what I label a risk-averse culture, a mindset that says, oh, wait a second, before we do anything at all, let's think in terms of might this cause, and this is just as an expression in our discussion, might this activity cause a plane to fall out of the sky? So people are very, very aware of safety, and that mindset then pervades everything we do. But when we then move to the non-NAS environment, which remembers the primary area that we have responsibility to support from an information technology standpoint, we're talking about changes or improvements in processes, reengineering our back office processes, our administrative processes, our mission support processes, tools, applications. In that arena, we don't need to be so much driven by safety per se and ensuring that nothing changes because there's a danger that it may impact the safety of the flying public. That correlation simply isn't there to the same degree. So we want to move from a risk-averse mindset to a risk-aware mindset. We absolutely want to keep safety and risk in mind, but we want to approach it as not, gee, we can't make any changes, but rather, hey, if we make a change or improve what we're doing or how we do it, and then in turn represent that in an automated application, what might be the risk that we have to identify, take into consideration, and then mitigate? In order to help move that type of mindset change, because it represents a paradigm shift, we're standing up this risk management office to kind of lead the way across the ATO IT organization. And we're going to be working again with external experts like Dr. George Westerman out of MIT and with some other folks that I know personally and that we know across industry to help train and educate us to involve risk in how we think about what we do, but use it in a proactive way rather than a constraint.
Very interesting, because one thing that I'm seeing around government, obviously, is that idea of taking the idea of risk management more seriously, but keep that in mind as you're doing different things. Is this a risk we can mitigate? Is this a risk we can deal with as we are moving forward? Let me back up as well. You went through a bunch of different priorities. The top five you mentioned, there's a couple more in there?
Yes, there are, and I'll summarize those real quick for time. and then maybe those couple in a little bit more detail in the second group of five. So the last couple very quickly. We want to bring some additional focus on process improvement. I've alluded to that in my discussion thus far. We want to formalize that. We'll create a couple teams internally focused on process improvement across all of the processes of our IT organization and our delivery units. And then the last is we want to continually work to improve our business relationships with our line of business partners. We think of them internally as customers. So we're going to look for and create opportunities for partnerships in areas maybe where we haven't been quite as strong. And we'll do those types of things that we can together use with our customers to strengthen those relationships as a way to move into that trusted advisor type of role.
We are almost out of time, but before I let you go, let me ask you, a lot of vendors are interested in working with the FAA. You guys, the FAA just released a bunch of big contracts, billions of dollars worth of contracts. What should vendors know about working with your organization, the Air Traffic Organization?
First of all, I made a commitment when I came on board that I would work with our small business office to help the Air Traffic Organization and in turn the FAA meet its small business goals. Therefore, a lot of the things which I'm now going to share very quickly but with an accurate overview of some of the procurement actions that we're moving forward and that will come out within the next 6 months, we are going to use our EFAST acquisition vehicle. We've got 243 small businesses that are EFAST awardees, and we'll issue our procurement actions through our EFAS vehicle. So if folks out there listening are not currently EFAS awardees, then I would suggest you contact the Air Traffic Organization's Small Business Office, and they can introduce you to a number of those awardees. They can listen to the skill set you have and give you guidance, as can my office. So people can also contact my office directly, and we'll help out. But here are five key areas that we're going to be looking for help through our EFAS vehicle to bring in industry solutions. Information technology, strategic planning, and road mapping in line with all of the OMB and DOT guidelines, area number one. Second area, I mentioned this realignment, a little bit of restructuring we're doing. We'd like some help with organizational change management. I mentioned portfolio management as a huge, important area of focus. We're going to reach out to industry to help us with implement that portfolio management. We're going to be looking for some enterprise architecture support from industry. We're also going to be looking for help in maturing our IT governance environment and framework internally. And then finally, we're going to be looking for some help in standing up our customer-facing organization, our customer service delivery organization that I referred to earlier. So those are real opportunities that will be coming out to industry for help over the next 6 months.
All right, well, don't blame me if you get lots of calls now. People want to come talk to you about how they can help you. All right, unfortunately, Steve, we are out of time. I think we could talk for another half hour, but you know, we'll have to have you back on in 6 months for a repeat performance. You've been listening to Ask the CIO on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and our special guest today was Steve Cooper, the CIO of the Federal Aviation Administration's Air Traffic Organization. Steve, great to catch up, and so glad you could come on our show.
Jason, it was my privilege, and thank you very much for inviting me to join you and your listeners.
You've been listening to Ask the Chief Information Officer, brought to you by Vion Corporation on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Ask the CIO Thursday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.